Seattle police have arrested three teenage boys in connection with a shooting at a Seattle homeless encampment last week that left two people dead and three others wounded. Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole says the suspects, ages 13, 16, and 17, were taken into custody Monday afternoon underneath an Interstate 90 off-ramp in Seattle. She says it was stunning to learn how young they are.
Well, I think it's always shocking when young people are involved. When I heard the ages of all three, I was shocked by it. And again, it's a tragedy on so many levels. But, you know, the bottom line is this was a horrific crime, and we have to bring people to justice. And, you know, these three young people are now in custody for this crime.
The shootings happened last Tuesday night at a homeless encampment in the city known as the Jungle. Police have said they believe the shooting stemmed from a low-level drug dealing dispute and that the suspects and victims knew each other or knew of each other. At last night's news conference, Chief O'Toole said detectives worked around the clock to identify the suspects and that numerous scenes were searched as well as a vehicle. She says police still believe at least two of the suspects fired weapons that night. The two people who were killed have been identified as 45-year-old Janine L. Zapata and 33-year-old James Q. Tran. Both died of gunshot wounds. The three people wounded range in age from 25 to 45. As of last night, they were still at Harborview Medical Center. Hospital spokeswoman Susan Gregg says the man and a woman are in satisfactory condition. The other woman, who was wounded, did not want her condition to be made public.